We are here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every day, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're talking about the Eagles' 31-21 win over the Houston Texans. Time to talk defense. Bill Davis's group did a nice job against Arian Foster and against a couple of pretty good receivers in Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday. The Eagles' defense, Bo, coming together a bit, but there's that big hole in the middle with D'Amico Ryans.
That's right. I mean, this front seven has been so impressive throughout the season. Chip Kelly said he was not surprised that the run defense was as good as it was yesterday against Arian Foster, the league's second leading rusher coming into the game. But for now, the question is, what will they do without D'Amico Ryans? It's going to be Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho and probably Marcus Smith II in there for some certain plays. But Michael Kendricks is going to sort of have to step up and become the big-time playmaker in the middle of the defense.
Yeah, Bill Davis talks about the defensive performance in Houston. 31-21, the Eagles' defense outstanding. Some turnovers hurting the cause, but by and large, a solid job by the D.
I think on first and second, he hit the 1 3rd and 18, which, you know, we knew they ran in that situation. We actually called one that we thought we'd be, you know, 50-50, 3rd and 18. You still got to defend the pass and the screen and everything. And we just didn't get them down, and that was his big run. And I think the quarterback had a lot of rushing yards tonight, which, you know, we didn't think we had to spy him. We did at the end there after he got out a couple times. But our guys, our D-line does a great job with that run. Everybody, I mean, it takes everybody to play the run.
It's going to be real difficult just because of the man he is. You know, the character he has, the leadership he had, the feeling everybody has. From you saw everybody out there. I mean, nobody works harder than D'Amico. Nobody puts more time in. He's a calm leader. He's everybody's friend. You know, he's a mentor to a lot of the younger guys. So that's a big blow to us. But we have a group of vets that will step in. We'll move on like everybody has to in the NFL, but, you know, we're not the only ones going through this.
I think he's right. You know, he was doing it, and when Michael's the only linebacker on the field right now, he is the leader and sets it. But when Acho and Casey are in there, that their position makes the call. So Michael will hold on to the exact role he's always had.
So what are the Eagles missing in the middle of the defense without D'Amico Ryans? We can talk about the intangibles, the leadership, the courage, the tough guy attitude, the intelligence of calling the plays.
Consistency is one of the things that those guys
point to. Production.
Yes.
Leading tackler for the Eagles. He is around the football all the time. Excellent against the run. Mobile enough against the pass. Now, his snap total is going down just a little bit as the Eagles, when Michael Kendricks is healthy, want to get him off the field a little bit in nickel and dime situations. But for the most part, D'Amico Ryans has done everything for the Eagles' defense.
And you wonder now if that means the Eagles will go with a little bit more nickel and dime personnel to help alleviate the loss of D'Amico Ryans. But against the run, it's going to have to be guys like Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho filling in those holes.
And it's interesting when you think about Michael Kendricks. So what has Michael Kendricks become? He's someone who stays in his position right now. The Eagles will go with Acho and Matthews at that Mike spot. Mix in a little bit of Marcus Smith II, maybe some Nolan Carroll as well. But it's important for Michael Kendricks to just stay within his game, not let too much get in his mind, not be cluttered down by the calls. He won't make the calls. Matthews and Acho will. But it's important for Michael Kendricks to take the next step in his career development. Go out and be a star every week. He's missed 4 games, parts of the 5th game, played very well on Sunday in Houston. He's the next man up in terms of outstanding play at the linebacker position.
But as for D'Amico Ryans, what he does bring to that locker room, let's find out what the guys in the locker room say about the man who Chip Kelly called Mufasa.
You know, I mean, the guy's just a leader. He was the team captain when he played here for 6 years. You know, and there's still a lot of guys that remember him and still are here. And you guys all know how he is with the Eagles. So he's just a great person, a great leader. And that's why everybody has, you know, a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's made his, he has an impression, you know, on everyone around him. So, you know, it's just the, you know, just the legacy he left behind here at Houston. I mean, to have guys come from the other sideline and show respect like that, just, you know, it's admirable.
What you always get to see from a team that's fighting injuries is, one, how much faith do they have in the guys that are backed up, and how prepared are their team? How much depth do they have? And how is their resolve? And I think we've shown some really good resolve in fighting through some adversity. I mean, nobody's complaining about it. Nobody's making excuses. We just go to work week in and week out. We train and come out and perform and lay it on the line with the guys we got next to each other.
That we're resilient. I think it's just come down to guys that we brought in the locker room, guys that understand that injuries are things that happen, and it's our job to be ready each and every week. You never know when your name's going to be called. With the way we practice, we allow those second-team guys to get reps and understand the defense. And it's been helping us out.
See, they're ready, you know, and that's why those guys stay ready and they prepare during the week just as well as anybody else who's playing during the game. So, you know, I'm fully confident with the guys that we got.
More on the Eagles' defense as this football team gets ready for Monday Night Football and the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, whose mobility can drive linebackers absolutely crazy.
And the power of his mobility, he will lay a hit on the linebackers, so they're going to have to be ready to take some punishment from Cam Newton.
Yep, and the Eagles certainly will likely make some roster moves here during the week, and we'll keep you informed of all of that.